is none of the vaccines are sufficiently safe nor effective to remain on the market. They should be pulled off the market. This follows a call by the World Council for Health in June 11th of 2022 to pull all the vaccines off the market. We need criminal investigations in every state where the vaccines were advanced, and that includes every state in the United States. What we know now, just on the heart damage, Alex, 742 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on this. It's overwhelming that the vaccines cause heart damage, and it's fatal by autopsy. So these young individuals who are dying several months after the vaccine, when they're during sports or during sleep, it is the vaccine until proven otherwise. That's supported by a recent autopsy paper by Schwab and colleagues from Heidelberg, Germany, found 71% of people dying found dead at home within 20 days of the vaccine. It's due to the vaccine in the majority of cases. So where are the criminal charges going to first come? I think the easy ones to go after are illegal advertising. The vaccines have been advertised by the CDC, NIH, FDA, DHS, and the vaccine companies as safe and effective. Americans know they can't do that. The vaccines have to be presented with risks and benefits, including fatal myocarditis, blood clots, and neurologic damage. We haven't seen that on TV. That violates the Lanham Act, the Truth in Advertising Act, the U.S. Drug and Cosmetic Act. That is an easy conviction for wrongful advertising of all those entities. That means government entities being called for malfeasance or wrongdoing. And then beyond that, the big charges are fraud. America has been defrauded in so many aspects of pandemic response. Lives have been lost, and I think the big ticket item will be mass negligent homicide. Tying together wrongful advertising, defrauding the country, and then leading to deaths due to lack of early treatment, and then vaccine-induced deaths. They're the perpetrators of this crime of all time. It's the fusion of these non-governmental organizations, which are very powerful and wealthy, Gates Foundation, World Economic Forum, public health agencies, WHO, and all the related agencies, and then our U.S. government and the pharmaceutical suppliers. They've all merged into a complex that's working against the well-being of the population right now, and it's absolutely a calamity that's going on.
And you end up in the hospital. You're put on a rigid protocol, and there's high mortality rate in the hospital, and your family is kept in the dark as to what's happening. So what's going on here? Number one, the CARES Act is providing bonus payments to hospitals whenever you have a diagnosis of COVID. And then number two, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is waiving patient rights. This is a deadly combination. So here's what happens. You get a payment because you offer a free COVID test in the emergency room. You get a boost payment if you have a diagnosis of COVID. Number three, you get another bonus payment if you are admitted with COVID. Number four, you get another bonus payment if you're put on remdesivir. Number five, another bonus payment if you're put on a mechanical ventilator. Number six, another 20% bonus if the diagnosis on your death certificate says COVID, even though you may not have died from COVID. And then number seven, there's bonus payments to coroners. Do you understand the gravity of what's happening right now?
Mr. Borlaug, can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Answer that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission, but why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
So I don't know if you guys have been following the World Economic Forum that started on Monday in Davos, Switzerland, but it is getting intense. So the news said that Klaus Schwab wasn't going to show up because of an illness, but he did show up. And you want to know what his opening speech was? It wasn't about climate change. It wasn't about coronavirus. It wasn't about vaccine intake. He literally stated that the main problem this year will be dissidents. He said that there's a growing number of people that are just against all of his plans. Go figure. And to be honest, I'm actually very proud of everybody, waking up, sharing stories, pumping all of this out there. So what did they try to do? They tried to make a fake arrest for Greta Thunberg. And immediately, someone put up video of her smiling and taking pictures with the police.
Do you also want those for you, man?
And I am loving it. Their propaganda isn't working anymore. Their lies aren't working anymore. And now they're scared, and they should be. And they should be scared because they have pumped us so long with fear and propaganda. And the fact that this is working, and there's so many protests, not just in Switzerland, but in France and everywhere against this, you know, World Economic Forum idiots. And you know what I find really funny is they're telling us that we're at a crossroads for the environment having a tipping point. But yet this year, in Egypt, when they held their environmental conference, guess who the number one sponsor was? Coca-Cola. That's right, the number one polluters in the world for plastic. But yet they still continue to pump out more plastic and make pop. Now, if we were truly at a tipping point, don't you think that they would just shut Coca-Cola down and they're like, hey, listen, this is like our future at hand? But no, they still showed up with 1,000 private jets, 500 SUVs for their servicemen and the elites, and they're eating Kobe steak, but they're telling us to give up Disney Plus because even the little bit of luxuries that they give us, they want to take away. And they're talking about 15-minute cities, blah, blah, blah. But yet, none of the things that they talk about, they actually follow themselves. And now they're scared.
This will probably be one of the most important videos I've ever put out. Did you know that the United States of America, as you know it, no longer exists? And I don't mean this theoretically. I mean this as in on January 10th, 2023, while no one was paying attention, Joe Biden signed away our sovereignty as a nation when he met with President of Mexico, Manuel Lopez Obrador, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Mexico City to sign the Declaration of North America. You can find the release on the White House website, wh.gov, which ironically, right now, has a photo on the front page of these three individuals I just mentioned. I'm sure once this goes out to the masses, they will reconsider being so obvious and bragging about what they've done. They've completed what their plan has always been, the North American Union, a declaration separate and outside of the Constitution. Their intentions have been to further give away American interests to organizations like the World Health Organization. It is what some people call globalism, a single market, a single regulator, a single currency, a one world government. It is critical that people in uniform, including law enforcement and military, understand that they are no longer employed by the United States of America. They are becoming mercenaries working for a non-sovereign who is paying them to control us and stop us from securing our rights, freedoms, and borders. Unfortunately, they know that only a small number of Americans will read the Declaration, yet it spells out their intent of the role of government in all of our lives.
If you're serious about hearing the voice of God, you'll be serious about Scripture. Don't tell me God's not speaking to you and your Bible is closed. Don't tell me God's not speaking to you and you're hours and hours and hours on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, but you have just minutes on the Bible app. Don't tell me God is not speaking to you when you haven't even looked to His Word yet. If you're serious about hearing the voice of God, you'll get serious about the Scripture. Your spirit desires, get up and pray. Get up and pray. The flesh, just a few more minutes of sleep. The spirit desires the word. The flesh desires entertainment and distraction. And so we are left to make the decision. The desire to do that which is spiritual is placed in you by the Holy Spirit. But the decision to act on that desire is entirely on you.
This final clip from our list of ghosts caught on live TV comes from a football match between Racing and River Plate in Argentina back in 2014. The clip was filmed in the El Cilindro Stadium near Buenos Aires and has been provided by a YouTube user by the name of Crazy Man. In the footage, you can see a grey figure running along the field. The translucent, grey-hued figure appears to be able to move through the field's touchlines completely unencumbered. In fact, it almost seems like he's running through people at certain points. Is there a reasonable explanation for why a shadow person was caught on camera running in the stadium? Some people think they've solved the mystery of one of the strangest ghosts caught on live TV. The easiest explanation is that the figure is really just a person wearing a grey shirt. A technical glitch could easily cause a person in dull-coloured clothing to be lost by the camera. However, many people simply aren't buying this explanation. They believe it's some sort of unsettled spirit who may be trapped within the confines of the stadium. It's ultimately impossible to say. The footage shows the shadow figure from a number of angles to offer a full picture of the sighting. The figure is consistently translucent regardless of which angle we're looking at in the video. So what do you think, grey shirt or reckless ghost wanting in on the soccer action?
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters. Mila Jovovich is a famous actress. She has the devil horns on here. She's doing one eye symbolism, the eye of Horus, darkening one eye utterly, doing the vow of silence here, hanging out on the Freemason checkerboard. Along with that, she hides her hand in her coat the way a Freemason would do. She hides her hand in her coat the way a Freemason would do. This is our biblical world, everyone. God bless you.
We're in a place where you guys do mixed martial art training.
Yes.
And you have a lot of people that fight here.
Yes.
And a lot of people that train here. Some people training back there. And Terry, I was asking you if I could do some video, but you know, you don't know me, right?
Nope. Just walked in the door.
But I asked you a question, because I wanted to prove a point. Is I asked you if you had any pain, right?
Yes.
We've never met, right?
Nope.
Okay. So you have a bad shoulder, you said.
Yes.
What you do to yourself?
Bench pressing too much.
Okay. So, is there a particular motion where it hurts the most if you move a certain way?
I forget the exact left term, but any straight press.
So if you did something right now to test it out, like move it a certain way,
what? It hurt just doing that.
Right. I want to know your pain level, 1 through 10.
So, let's like, yeah, get on the bench and start lifting.
Okay.
If I do that, it's going to jump up to like a 7 or 8.
I won't make you do that. You want to try that? Before and after?
I don't need to do it before. Sorry, that's what it's going to feel like.
Okay, then you could do an after if it's gone, right?
Sure.
Okay, so what if you did a bench press right now, what would the pain level be, 1 through 10?
Probably 6 or 7.
6 or 7, perfect. All right, so I'm going to pray for you.
Okay.
That's the general area.
More
up in here, okay, all right. And then you be completely honest with me. You got no reason not to be.
Okay. I know.
I love that. Okay, so here we go. It's Terry, right?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for Terry. I know that you love Terry. You don't want Terry any more pain. So right now, I speak to this pain, muscles, tendons, ligaments, and nerves. Be healed now. All pain, leave now. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? If this really works, this is going to like blow your mind, isn't it?
Yes.
But you'll be honest with me no matter what.
So I will serve either of us if I'm not.
Okay. Look for the pain.
All right,
right, Terry? It's all good.
Two. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Now listen. It would have been a 7, but it was a 2, right?
I probably would have dropped it.
Okay, so it's way, way better.
Yes.
I'm going to get rid of the 2.
All right.
Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing Terry's pain down to a 2. I feel it, man. I command those muscles, tendons, ligaments, nerves be healed now. All the rest of that pain, leave now. All of it. Okay, go ahead. You can have no pain. What's the story, Terry?
Yeah, it feels fine.
Hey, man, I like you. It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You feel great?
Yes.
Do you have any pain?
Nope, didn't bother me a bit.
Isn't this wonderful? Now
Except
you may.
I've had in a while.
Yeah. Now you may have felt that this guy walking in is crazy, right? But you've seen it yourself,
yeah.
And you're not making this up.
And what's your name?
Roxine.
And Roxine, what's wrong with you? What are you?
I have polymyalgia, so I'm very sore.
Is it sore when you're rising?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So how long have you had that for?
Maybe about 6 or 7 months.
Wow. Cheers. Can you pay for Roxane? I command all the panty girl right now, Michelle and Nick, I declare a miracle in the wonderful name of Jesus. I declare never. Now, I'll ask you a question. Where's the pain there? Where was it now?
I don't think I...
Take me to your own. Thank you.